Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Listen to Us or Don't podcast, the podcast where you can either listen to us talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment or just ignore everything we have to say. As always, this is your host, Nathan, and with me this week is my acquaintance, Preston. Hello, Preston.
What's up?
All right, so we have an abundance of things to talk about this week.
Abundance.
That's a good word, isn't it?
It is a very good word. Rolls off the tongue real well.
Yes, it does. So we have a bunch of movie news, TV news. Not any gaming news this week. Nothing really significant. Not really. Nothing significant came out. So really, it's just movies and TV for this week. So Preston, let's get started with the show.
Let's do it.
Listen or don't. It doesn't matter to us. Either way, we're gonna make this podcast. So let's discuss.
So let's discuss the news. So, the first piece of news is that Darth Vader is confirmed to be in Star Wars Rogue One.
Yay.
I would say spoilers, but let's be honest.
It's a spoiler.
Not really.
It is a spoiler.
Whatever. So, yeah, he's in Rogue One. James Earl Jones is back to voice him.
He is awesome.
Yeah, which is super exciting. I mean, I can't even begin to explain how excited I am that this is a thing. Everybody kind of knew he was going to be in the movie, but we didn't know to what extent or if it was actually... Like, it hasn't been confirmed yet. So it's nice that they finally came out and confirmed through Entertainment Weekly that it is a thing. He's not going to be a significant role in the movie, as in he's not going to be in it like a bunch. He's not the main villain, but he is. Yeah, but he is going to be in it a bit. So, Preston, what do you think about this news?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, Darth Vader is always, you know, a favorite in Star Wars. So the fact that he's in it at all, you know, makes people... Obviously, it'll make people more excited to see the movie. So, any factor of Darth Vader will help, you know, obviously boost the movie's, you know,
yeah,
popularity.
Well, I think that's actually why they've already come out and said that he's in it. Because
yeah.
To market this movie.
Makes sense.
I mean, he's going to be on maybe a poster or like.
Still spoilers.
I guess. I mean, but if it's not really. A spoiler is like, okay, here's a spoiler for episode 7, which, once again, if you haven't seen the movie, I don't know. Okay. So, here's a spoiler for episode 7. This is a spoiler. Han Solo dies in episode 7. That's a spoiler. That's a spoiler. Like, a character really being in a movie, especially if he has a more, like, if he's in multiple scenes, that's not really a spoiler. Like, it would have been cool if we didn't know, but there was already so many, like, everybody kind of knew anyway that it's...
That's true.
It's kind of like Spider-Man being in Civil War. Like, we knew going into
it. We didn't know until this trailer came out.
But we did.
Yeah.
Because Tom Holland got cast, and he talked about being in Civil War.
That's very true.
So, that wasn't really so much a spoiler. So, yeah, that's really cool. Darth Vader is my second favorite fictional character of all time, next to Spider-Man. So, this makes me very excited. Yeah, so that's that piece of news. Next, we're on to Justice League. So, there's some
heartbreak.
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't seen the movie.
It's heartbreak.
So there were some set visits. The press was invited to check out the set of Justice League, and usually when they do set visits, they do an embargo that the press can't speak about it until much later down the line, in the case of spoilers or blah, blah, blah. But they've actually allowed the press to come out and talk about specific scenes in the movie, to talk about the tone, the new direction, yada, yada, yada. Apparently it's much lighter tone. Or much lighter in tone, I should say. It has more humor. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I am a little apprehensive still because Zack Snyder's on the helm, but I think it has the potential to be good.
It does have potential.
Yeah, so Preston, what do you think about this?
I mean, I'm not fully the biggest fan of Zack Snyder, but we'll see what he can do. He seems to be trying to do better because obviously Batman vs. Superman was kind of a bust.
He's like that drunk uncle at a party that, like, makes a big ruckus, and then, like, you're really mad at him, but then later in the line, he goes through remission, and he's like, all right, guys, I'm willing to help. Like, I'm willing to get better, and you're like, you're still kind of like, I don't know, man, but you have faith, because he's promising good things.
No, you're right. I mean, obviously, both movies have great potential. Obviously, Batman vs. Superman didn't have... The follow-through with it. The potential was there, but the follow-through was not. It wasn't as good as people were expecting.
Throwback to last week's episode. Check it out.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Definitely throwback. Yeah. But I mean, Justice League, he can definitely make up for it, because this has this the ceiling is way high for this movie. So there's a lot of room for a lot of good stuff. So
agreed, my friend. What I'm a little worried about, once again, especially since it's now one movie instead of two.
Yes, that is.
I'm worried about, once again, overstuffing it and there being too much.
Agreed.
Because the main villain of the movie is Steppenwolf, which, for those of you who don't know, is like the basically the secretary of Darkseid. Or I think he's the nephew, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm a little bit worried that they're going to do like a lot of the movie teasing Darkseid. Like, it's fine when you do stuff like they've done with Thanos in the Avengers movies, where they kind of put stuff in there to hint towards him, but it's not so good. The way they did in Batman v Superman, there was a lot of things where they kind of beat you over the head with it, like, look, we're universe building, and I kind of don't like when they do that. Which the Marvel movies have been guilty of as well. It's just that Batman v Superman, the whole movie
was blatant.
It was like a trailer for the next movie. A lot of it was.
It's like a bright billboard right in your face.
But right now, we're not talking about Batman v Superman. We're talking about Justice League.
Exactly.
I'm excited for the movie. I guess that's what I'll say.
I just want to see Superman.
Yeah, same here, man.
He needs to kick some butt. He needs to make up for his last movie.
Absolutely. He didn't really do much.
He stood around and was like, Martha.
What did you just say?
They all got in their feelings.
Absolutely. I think you could say that about like so many superhero movies, though. They all got in their feelings. Same as Civil War. It's very true. Of the movie, it's a bunch of people getting in their feelings.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So that was that piece of news. The next piece of news is that everyone is in Spider-Man Homecoming. Preston and I have been cast. Preston is going to be janitor number one. I'm janitor number two.
No, I'm Spider-Man.
No, janitor number one, Preston. We've gone over this. Fine. No, okay. So I tried out for the part of janitor number one, but for some reason, they just thought Preston fit the role more.
I know how to mop real well.
So I'm janitor number two, unfortunately.
Yeah, he has a clean-out number two.
Yeah, nice. 10 out of 10 joke. There's the adult joke of the show.
Yep, I'm going on the road.
Yeah. So a few people from the cast, because I can't name everybody. I'm sorry if I butcher this name, but Bokeem Woodbine, Abraham Ada, and then Hannibal Buress. So, Michael Mando from Better Call Saul, he's really good. There was something that the Better Call Saul Twitter put out today saying that they were talking about his character, or the actor, and they said Michael Mando is known to dish out some carnage.
Hmm.
Now, whether that's a hint towards anything...
That's a pretty big hint, because I'm excited for some carnage.
If he was Cletus Cassidy, I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't either.
Now, a lot of people will sometimes get upset, like, oh, what a race-swapping, why? You're just doing it just to do it. Michael Mando is a great actor.
He's a good
actor. So if he's... And he's shown in Better Call Saul, he can play a crazy person.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, very so good. If they show him as Carnage or Cletus Cassidy, I'm all for it.
I'm down. Yeah,
so, Bokeem Woodbine, he's in a few movies. He's in the new Total Recall remake, which I didn't really care for. I believe he's also a comedian, but I'm not sure. I just know that he's been confirmed to be a villain. Abraham Ada, I'll actually get to him last, because he's the one I want to talk about the most. And then Hannibal Buress. Now, Hannibal Buress as...
Yeah, Hannibal Buress.
I know you don't really...
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
His stand-up... He has a lot of stand-up on Netflix. Yeah, at least 4 or 5 stand-ups, and they're not that good.
Yeah. I've personally never seen his stand-up.
The first time I ever heard of him was on a Justin Bieber roast, and even then, he was okay, but apparently he got famous off of Bill Cosby and, like, you know, putting his stuff out there, so I don't know the full story behind Hannibal Buress, so...
So the most interesting one to me is Abraham
Lincoln.
I'll just say Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln is in this movie. So Abraham Ada, whatever it is. I'm most interested about him because he's a really good age for a potential future Miles Morales.
He has to be.
He's the perfect age. He's a really good actor. Like, they could definitely use him for a long time coming. So I'm really excited about Spider-Man Homecoming. Every week, the cast has grown more and more exponentially. It's a super diverse cast.
Yeah,
it is. I believe it's actually the first Marvel movie where they haven't been under the control of... I don't remember his name, but there was a guy that basically had a lot of control over the Marvel Studios, and it influenced a lot of the way they did things. For example, they didn't sell Black Widow toys because he said they wouldn't sell.
Yeah.
Which is, I think at this point, maybe he's realized that's dumb.
That's a bad idea.
But now I think they finally kind of been let loose, and the reins have been, you know, let free, and so hopefully
be free.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this movie. Really excited.
Yeah, me too.
So, Bryan Cranston is Zordon / official Power Rangers poster released. You haven't seen the poster, right?
I have.
So you saw the poster.
I saw the poster.
Okay, we'll get to how terrible the poster is in a second. At least, in my opinion, we'll have a discussion.
No, that's fine.
So, Bryan Cranston is Zordon. I mean, it's cool that Bryan Cranston. I said this the other day to my brother. Bryan Cranston could get cast as a rock in a movie called Rock, and it's literally just a rock sitting there, and it's talking to itself, and I'd still be excited, because Bryan Cranston is so good.
He's
just good in everything he does.
That's true.
Good in Breaking Bad. He's fantastic in Breaking Bad. He's great in Malcolm in the Middle. He was really good in Godzilla for the limited amount of time he was in it, and etc. He's a really good actor, so that's really exciting. Probably the only actor I'm actually excited about in this movie, to tell you the truth. So, the official poster. Let's get down to this. So, Preston, I'll just let you start off. What did you think about the poster?
I mean, looks real nice. Obviously, you know, it's a great picture. It looks great. I don't know how I feel about it, because if you're looking for Power Rangers, you're looking for them in their suits and, like, action pictures. You're not looking for them standing on the top of a car looking at the stars. Like, this is not a stargazing movie. You're out there to see some action and them working in their suits, like some butt kicking.
Can I also just say the logo on the poster is so terrible. It's like, so cliche.
It is.
Together we are more. Really? You couldn't just put It's Morphin Time? Why not?
I don't know what they're
thinking. Because, to be honest with you, like, looking at this poster, unless you don't pick up that, like, even if you were to pick up on this, like, the symbol, nothing else about this poster tells you that it's Power Rangers.
Exactly. I could think that's for the Flash, for all I know.
Right. It's just not good.
Yeah, and it just doesn't, it's not clear.
It looks weird because there's a car with four people on it, and there's just one other guy standing on the side.
Who's the punk that got kicked off the car?
Dude, I don't know.
Poor kid.
I'm not a fan of this poster at all. And I'm telling you once again, just the more stuff that comes out for this movie, the more I'm just really not thinking it's not going to be good.
I guess we can't really say until we know.
The suits look okay.
They do.
They
do like the suits.
Okay. Some of them look okay. I like the red suit.
Red suit's nice.
The black suit.
I like the blue one.
The blue one is the one that I'm kind of like, okay. The suits are okay. Yeah. See, that was Power Rangers stuff, I guess. So that's all the real news for the week, I guess, per se. So now we're going to do our very famous segment. As in, this is our second week doing it. Movies opening this weekend. So, movies opening this weekend are Free State of Jones, The Shallows, and Independence Day 2. So, let's start with Free State of Jones. The trailer gave away everything. I don't care about this movie. Do you care?
I really don't.
All right, next movie. So, The Shallows.
The Shallows.
Yes, we will talk about this.
Jaws remastered.
Well, hey man, let's not go too far.
I'm not saying it's going to be as good.
Okay.
But
I'm just saying. You know how I feel about Jaws.
I know. I do.
Because you remember how long I tried to get you to watch that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. Anyway, so this movie looks pretty cool.
It does.
Like, it looks
tense. It's a good idea.
It looks tense. It's one of those, I don't know if I need to see it in theaters,
yeah,
but I'll probably
right.
see it maybe when it comes out on demand or on Blu-ray, or maybe I could get it from Redbox or something.
I do like the trailer, though. Like, when they showed how she was timing the shark swimming around, I thought that was pretty cool.
It's kind of like this movie is 127 hours with sharks.
I can see that.
It just, it kinda, when you hear that, you go, huh.
It's kind of true.
Interesting.
It makes sense, because she's kind of by herself for probably most of the movie.
Yeah. So, that's The Shallows. Pretty cool. But I think the big one this weekend is Independence Day 2.
Yes.
You have not seen the first one.
No, I have not, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yes. You'd probably like it.
I know I'd like it.
Will Smith's in it.
Will Smith's awesome.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Jeff Goldblum is awesome.
What did I say? Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Yeah, I don't know. Goldblum. What a good name.
It is a good name.
It's a great name. So I'm actually really excited. I don't care what the reviews are saying, because this is the kind of movie where I don't care what the reviews say. I'm just going into it looking for fun. Kind of like I did
fun,
with Ninja.
Yeah, fun movie.
Yeah. What I did for Ninja Turtles 2, I'm like, I don't care if the reviews say it's really bad.
Still haven't seen it.
I don't care. It's fun. It's a fun movie. Like, it's not like you don't think about the message or anything. You go into it, there's going to be terrible parts.
Of course.
There's going to be bad acting. There's going to be plot holes. Man. But it's one of those, I just don't, it's one of those movies I allow myself to stop caring about the critical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I just watch it for fun. I'm planning on going in the next few days to see it with my mom. She's actually a big fan of the first one.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She raised me on Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and all that. She's the reason I watched all this stuff. My mom's actually probably the reason that we're even doing this podcast right now. It's
probably true.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see Independence Day 2 especially.
Ditto.
Yeah. So that's what you need to see the first one, man.
I know. I really do. You know what? I'm going to watch it this weekend.
All right. You better.
That's a promise.
All right. Tell me what you think afterwards.
I will.
All right. So that's the movie stuff for this week.
Yeah.
And the really only TV stuff we have is for The Flash.
The Flash.
Yes. I'm very excited about this topic. What'd you say?
Nothing.
So the first thing for TV is The Flash.
Yay! Yes.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say spoilers for season 2.
Big spoilers.
Big spoilers.
Wait, like, season 3.
No, well, 2. Because this is coming off of 2.
Well,
like the last episode.
Two. I thought it was season 3.
This is season 3. But I'm saying spoilers for season 2, like what happened at the end.
Oh, that's true.
So, the very first episode of Flash season 3, the title has been revealed, and it's called Flashpoint. Let's relax for a second before we freak out.
I'm about to freak out.
I am too, man. I'm excited. When I saw this news, I tweeted you.
Yeah, you
and
did.
I said, I'm screaming right now.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
And
I actually saw it around the same time you tweeted at me. It was really weird. Right.
Okay, so spoilers for the end of Flash Season 2. Like, serious spoilers. If you have not seen the Flash Season 2...
Big red spoiler. Don't do it.
You need to mute this for, like, 2 minutes or maybe, like, a minute or, like, 3 minutes.
Or if you don't want to, listen to the rest of the song.
Yeah, whatever. If you don't want to, whatever. Listen to us.
We don't care.
Yeah. Hey, it's listen to us or don't. We like to support the idea that you can do whatever you want.
Actually, listen to me. I'm pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know. So... At the end of Flash Season 2, the spoilers, you've been warned. Starting
now.
Right?
Now. Like, leave. Now.
Okay, ready? You've been warned.
Ready.
1, 2, 3. So at the end of Flash Season 2, Barry Allen says, screw this. I'm going back in time and saving my mom.
Yeah,
And he goes back in time and he saves his mom.
That's pretty crazy.
He stops the Reverse Flash and saves his mom. Which, in the comics, he does that, and Flashpoint happens. Now, they have already said that this Flashpoint is going to be different than that Flashpoint. Obviously, there's going to be no Batman.
We
there's
figured.
Going to be, yeah. But I'm really interested to see what happens.
I mean, they just opened the door to a whole new thing. I mean, that final episode was crazy. Obviously, his dad dying really set him off. Losing two parents is obviously hard. And then when he saves his mom, the other him that was at that time just disappeared. So, like, it's just opening the door to so many more things they could do with the TV show. It's going to be awesome.
Yes. And you know what this also means? They might be able to fix Arrow.
They really might.
Oh, my goodness. That would make me so happy.
And the fact that they're adding Supergirl.
Felicity was never born.
To CW. That will be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, I'm not a real big fan of it, but I think when it comes to CW, I think it'll pick up.
Just, do you know what the fanboy reception would be if they came out and said, oh, because of Flashpoint, Felicity was never born, people would go, like, people would love it.
There's
so
a good
much.
Amount of people that probably
people
love
would
it.
Be so excited. They'd be like, the devil is gone, El Diablo! And that's nothing, that's the actress. It's just, I think that's the way they've written the character, is that they've written her into a crap character.
That is very
I hate
true.
Her so much. But that's another topic for
I love
another
her.
Day.
She's beautiful.
Well, she is attractive, but that's besides the point. So anyway, I'm really excited for this. I'm interested to see what they do with the story. Maybe Oliver won't have ever become Green Arrow. His dad will have been. At least I'm pretty sure that's what happens in the comics.
I think it is.
In the comics, Thomas Wayne is also Batman, not Bruce Wayne.
Ooh.
And then his wife,
yes,
Martha
right.
Wayne,
that
is the Joker.
That is right.
That doesn't, obviously, they can't do that in the show.
Yeah, they can't.
They won't. So I'm really excited for that. So now it's time to move on to the next segment of our show. Preston, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the guest topic of the week.
All right, so now it's time to talk about the guest topic of the week.
Da-da-da-da.
Yes, da-da-da. I should add that in. I'm not going to. So, Preston, what is the guest topic of the week?
Action movies.
Yes, action movies.
I like me some action.
Yes, as do I. So you and I both love action movies.
We love them.
We've seen many an action movie in our day. I have actually introduced a fair amount of movies on our lists to you, especially on mine.
Yes, especially yes. on yours.
So, Preston, would you like to get us started off with one of the movies from your list?
Well, movies, poor. I'm talking about a series here.
Yes.
The Fast and Furious series. One of my favorite series of all time. Some people don't like it. They're like, oh, it's unrealistic. You don't go see Fast and Furious for some realistic stuff.
Amen.
It's Thank not you. Needed. This Amen. Is an action movie. You want to see cars, explosions. Yes. I think it's very well put together. Obviously, excluding Tokyo Drift, even though I think they brought that in. They put that together really well.
Although Fast 7 made that movie irrelevant. Like, you know, you don't
no,
have to see.
No, that's what I'm saying. They connected it all well. Very, very well. So, I mean, they're doing really well with the series. I mean, they're just doing really well. I can't wait to see the 8th one.
Same here, man. Have you seen all the stuff they're doing?
I've been seeing some pictures and a little bit from it because I follow a lot of people that are actors or actresses in the movie.
Like The Rock?
Obviously The Rock.
Yeah, I bet you do follow The Rock.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you excited to see your older brother in the movie?
He is not my older brother.
He looks like your older brother, but anyway.
He's my way bigger brother.
Well, I never said that you looked exactly the same.
He's so, also 100 pounds heavier than me.
Well, yeah. Gain some weight, man.
I'm trying.
Okay, so Fast and Furious movies, completely agree. I love them.
It's
kind of funny where they started and where they are now.
Now
they started out
big
just,
difference.
Yes, they started off just street race movies, and now they're basically superhero movies.
Almost.
Like, it's ridiculous.
But
the
what
stuff
I
that they
do like though is they keep the same theme of the family orientation. Though they always keep that family first.
Yeah.
Family first.
Vin Diesel in every single movie says
exactly
family is everything.
Family. I love Vin Diesel. He's great. He's perfect for them. This movie series.
Yeah.
I will say though, I want to see what they're going to do without Paul Walker though. It's going to be interesting without him. It's sad because I really like Paul Walker as an actor in these movies. He's great.
What is your favorite one in the series?
Honestly, I don't know. It's a toss up between probably like the first one or the fifth. So the Fast and Furious or Fast 5.
Those are good options.
They're very good.
Mine is by far Fast 5. Fast 5 for
very
me.
Good.
Is actually the movie that got me into the series. I had never seen any of them, and I saw Fast 5, and I was like, I have to see the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good.
They're all really good.
The chase scene at the end of Fast 5
is great.
It's absolutely spectacular.
I think one of the best car chasing scenes ever.
The stunt team in these movies.
They're great.
Man, so good. Like, great villains,
yes.
Generally. Great action, great... Well, not really great acting, but who cares?
It's not for that.
These movies are like true 80s action films.
Oh, I mean,
like,
yeah.
In a good way.
And they're
just ridiculous. They know what they are.
And it's always funny.
They stick to it. Yes.
Need some funny in some action
yeah.
movies.
So they stick to that. So I agree wholeheartedly. I'm super excited to see what the 8th one's like. You know, in the 8th one, you know Charlize Theron? She's actually the villain.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah. So speaking of her, I'm going to go to my first. Which, in my opinion, is now one of the greatest action movies of all time.
Mad Max.
Yes. Mad Max Fury Road. Oh, boy.
Talk about a great movie.
I love this movie so much. I think this movie is an action masterpiece.
Agreed.
It rivals, like, Die Hard and, like, Terminator. Oh, spoilers for the rest of the list. as far as... Like, just the greatest of all time goes. Like, how it was filmed, the story. I mean, a lot of people say that the movie's light on story. I do not agree. I think that it's a lot of visual storytelling. Like, I don't know if this part is true, but I believe that when George Miller, the director, was editing the movie, he actually did it in silence. So that it can be watched as a black and white silent film.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
That is awesome.
I'd love to see it like that. And I think the reason why he did that is so that, obviously, there's dialogue that helps you understand the story. But as well, you can watch it and pick up stuff just through visual. Like, it's visual storytelling, which is something, when done right, I actually prefer that to like exposition and explaining stuff. So I thought that was incredibly well done. The movie, it has my one of my favorite movie scenes I've ever seen in a movie theater, which is Coma Doof Warrior.
He is pretty awesome.
Oh, man, when they pan over that truck thing and he's just playing the electric guitar.
Fire coming out of the guitar.
Flame comes out.
There's nothing more epic than that.
Holy crap. There's nothing greater than that. I remember I was in the theater with you and a few other of our friends, and I remember in that scene, I looked over at you guys, and I just went...
We were all excited. Whoa. We were hype.
Because that part...
I was like about to jump out of my seat.
Oh, yeah. Like, there are parts of that movie that just... You feel adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
The first 15 minutes is so nonstop. Like, it's just action, 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 action. And done well.
And good action at that.
And then it stops. Like, just dead stop. Like you're in a car and you just hit the brakes and it just stops. Like, sudden... and then there's a scene with, like, slow motion. Like, Max is getting out of the sand. And you're just, like, I remember actually going, because, like, I felt like I'd been running for 15 minutes. Like, it felt, it was the adrenaline.
The movie true.
Was madness. That soundtrack.
So great.
So
music
good.
Was awesome.
It's a great soundtrack.
It was.
I'm super excited for the next Mad Max. Yes. Because you know they're making another one.
Yes, they are.
With the same cast. Well, I believe it's the same cast.
And I don't understand how people don't love this. The story was great. The story was just... It was there. Some people feel like there wasn't. I think it was. I think it might have helped if you've seen the other ones, but I still think you could see the movie without seeing the other ones before it.
The thing about the other ones, or kind of them in general, is George Miller has said that he likes to think that Mad Max, minus really kind of the first one, the movies are like, what if a stranger told you the tale of Mad Max, and like there's just different tales about him.
Yeah.
And I actually like that. A lot of people once again complain that Mad Max wasn't the main character in the movie, but if you really watch the other ones besides the first one, he wasn't the main character, really the main character in any of them.
Yeah.
He's just along for the ride with these other characters, which is in my opinion a really effective way to use him, because he doesn't really talk much.
He really doesn't.
Like in Road Warrior, he doesn't talk much. In Thunderdome, he doesn't really talk much. So the Mad Max Fury Road, definitely it's become one of my favorites of all time.
It's on top of the list.
It was my favorite movie of last year. Yes, even more than Star Wars. I loved it so much.
Agreed.
So, Preston, what is another one of yours?
Another one would definitely be John Wick.
All right, good. Very good choice.
Awesome movie.
Yeah, the action. Oof, so good.
Let me tell you, when I saw it, I was like, anybody with the name John Wick, I don't want to mess with him. Like,
right.
Don't kill no puppies. Don't do that. This is wrong.
The moment I knew this movie was going to be great is when...
They killed his puppy?
Well, no. That was a terrible scene.
It was a terrible scene.
So awful.
Don't kill a man's puppy, clearly.
I didn't know the movie was going to be awesome then. I knew it was going to be awesome when he punches... Or like a kid gets punched or something like that by a guy that works at a shop. And he punches him because he's the one that killed John Wick's... puppy and stole his car, and then
definitely dad, don't steal a man's car.
And the guy that stole the car and killed the puppy happens to be the son of like the Russian mob boss in that city. And
I do love that part.
Yeah, and the mob boss gets a call, he's like, "Why did you strike my son?" And he's like, "Because he stole John Wick's car and killed his dog." And the mob boss just goes,
"Uh oh."
he literally just goes, "Oh." And just hangs up the phone.
Now that's some fear right there.
And then he goes to his son and like punches him. And he's like, "Do you know who you stole from?" He's like, "It's just some guy." And it's like, that guy? They call him the Boogeyman. They call him Baba Yaga. I believe Russian for the Boogeyman. And he's like, "The Boogeyman?" And he's like, "No, he's the guy you send to kill the Boogeyman." And then it's just the scene of the hair over his face, John Wick's. And then he's like smashing the floor to get like the weapons and stuff. Hey everyone, it's your host Nathan here. I just want to let you guys know that around this time, while in discussion, we experienced some technical difficulties that I was not aware of until I started editing the podcast. And at that point, it was too hard for me to get back with Preston and re-record over the bits. So unfortunately, this is just how it is right now. I just wanted to go ahead and fill you in on the things we talked about, which were a continued conversation of John Wick, Terminator 2 and Die Hard, specifically the Die Hard trilogy, the three. So yeah, that's what we talked about, and that's what unfortunately you guys missed. Maybe someday I can recover the audio files or something and put it back in, but that's besides the point. I just wanted to apologize for the inconvenience, and I hope that next week we will have things running a bit more smoothly. Maybe we can get some audio equipment or something like that. But anyway, enough of my rambling. Thanks a lot, guys, for bearing with me for these first few episodes. I really appreciate the feedback and everything, and hopefully next week we'll have things running a bit more smoothly. Take care.
The next one I'm going to pick is Predator.
Very good.
Yeah, I love Predator. Okay, so a little background on me and Predator. I actually grew up watching this movie when I was a kid. Maybe not the best movie for a kid to watch.
Yeah, it's all right.
I remember one time for my dad's birthday, because he had told me a long time ago that he liked the movie Predator, so I actually bought it for him on DVD so that I could watch it as well.
Selfish.
I was a kid, man. That is true. Just wanted to watch Predator. Yeah, I that was not the best thing I've ever done. Well, Jacob did something similar to me. He loved Power Rangers, and he still does. Like he's to Power Rangers as I am to Godzilla. Like that's his thing he grew up with.
He loves it.
And one time for my birthday, he actually bought me a Power Rangers DVD so that he could watch it.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? So I guess, you know, I kind of had that coming.
You did.
Yeah, so Predator. Once again, featuring Arnold.
Of course.
Arnold, I'm just telling you, once again, so many good quotes. It's quotable. Great soundtrack. Great villain. I guess the Predator's the villain, right? Yeah, he's a villain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great effects. Great action.
Really good action.
I mean, Jesse Ventura, I don't got time to bleed. So
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Carl Weathers.
You know I got time for that.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's correct.
That is correct.
So Predator's really, really, really good. Sequels, not yeah. so much, yeah. but
it's hard to keep up with the first, yeah. usually.
It's really kind of weird, because the Alien movies, Alien 2, or these Aliens, I should say, is arguably better than the first one, but then Predator, it's kind of weird that it just didn't really go anywhere from that. Like,
oh, you're
none
right.
of them have been really good.
They really haven't. I mean, obviously the Alien, I haven't really seen many of the Alien movies. I've only seen the first Predator. So I wouldn't really know about the past, but I've heard...
That's probably the only one you need to
see. Yeah, I've heard there's no need to see right. the other one, so...
I agree. So, yeah, Predator, fantastic. Some people have called it a glorified B-movie, and I think that they are crazy people. I think it's one of the greatest action movies ever made.
Amen. So, yeah.
Do you have another one, Preston?
I mean, I could, but we could be here, you know, forever, so you got...
Sure.
We All right. got at least one more.
I'll just finish it off.
Okay, finish it off.
My second favorite movie of all time.
All time, let's do
now,
it.
Now, my number one
Break
favorite
it down.
Movie of all time. Yeah, so this is, I guess, this may be a spoiler for a future list that we might do, which all is right. going to be favorite movies of all time. My favorite movie of all time is Empire Strikes Back.
Knew that.
My second favorite of all time is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh.
Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Although, originally, it was just called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
So, I'm going to specifically talk about the Indiana Jones...
Series?
The trilogy. I'm okay. going to talk about those. I'm going to go by each one. I'm not really going to talk about the fourth one.
Yeah, no need.
So yeah, the first Indiana Jones. If you want to talk about iconic, like you said earlier,
oh, yeah.
Indiana Jones is up there with the most iconic movie characters of all time.
I agree.
Harrison Ford
killed
owns
it.
This role.
He kills it.
Like, he's so good. There's great comedy. There's great action. The music is some of the best ever. I mean, it's John Williams.
Yeah.
And John Williams is...
He does barely any wrong.
John Williams...
He's a music...
He's like, never
he's
made...
gifted.
I don't think he's ever made a bad soundtrack in his life.
I don't think he has.
And then the action is great. Like,
Harrison
Indiana
Ford
Jones
is great. Harrison Ford is great again.
Absolutely.
And again.
Absolutely.
And again.
Well...
And again.
I don't know... Well,
and again.
Did you count the fourth one in that again?
I'm just talking about mostly everything.
Okay, fair enough.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. Well, lately... Yeah.
He's getting old. He's getting old. He's getting old.
Force Awakens, he was great.
Cut him some slack.
So... The action's great. The specific thing that I like about Indiana Jones as a character is that a lot of times he does things that I do in situations. Like when he's about to fight the guy with the sword, instead of being like, oh, this is going to be honorable, he just shoots him. It's like, I don't have time for this.
Exactly.
I'm busy. Like, I've always hated in movies, it's like they're in a rush to something and somebody's like, I challenge you. Oh, we're going to fight. They're like, oh, I got to fight you for honor. It's like, no, just shoot him. Who cares? And I love that.
Well, some people aren't built that way. Some people, honor
yeah.
is very important.
No. So that's the first Indiana Jones. I'm going to talk about that more on another day.
Yeah.
So, second Indiana Jones. A lot of people give this movie flack. Because it definitely... There is some not great things in the movie. Like, for example, them falling out of the plane and, you know, inflating the raft. Not the best, but, you know, there's some really good action scenes in the movie. Like, the railway scene, like, when they're on the, like, the mine cart things. Mola Ram is a great villain as well. He's great. Like, the movie did get a lot darker. And when I say dark, I mean, like, because the first movie had face-melting Nazis, or Nazis' faces being melted off.
That was funny.
And the second one has people's hearts being ripped out. So, you know,
Indiana Jones. It happens all the time.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I am the way that I am. My mom raised me on these movies.
That's very true. Good job, Mom.
Yeah. Good job, Mom. If you're listening to this, I love you. I love you, Mommy.
We love you, too.
Yeah. So anyway, my definite issue I have with Indiana Jones 2, and I think a lot of people agree, is the female character in the movie is not very good. She just screams a lot, yells. It's really... She's kind of annoying. But really, to me, that's the only real problem with Indiana Jones 2.
Yeah.
The action, like I said, is fantastic. Music, once again, great. And Harrison Ford's still great. Short Round is so good. Like, that little kid is so old, he's a lot older than us. But he's so...
Well, now.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's so great. So that's Indiana Jones 2. So Indiana Jones 3, Last Crusade, with Sean Connery, who happens to be greatest action series of all time, James Bond. He was the original James Bond. He's Indiana Jones' father. So a lot of people actually think that Indiana Jones 3 is actually even better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah, which I can't say I like.
It's a good movie.
Disagree, per se. Like, I mean, I do, obviously, but I can't fault them for saying that, because it is a great movie.
It is. It's very good.
Yeah, I love the first Indiana Jones. I'm sorry.
The third one.
The third one. Yes. Great action once again. Just the fact that they fight Nazis, man. Just Indiana Jones fights Nazis.
Love, like, fighting some Nazis.
You want to talk about a cause that you can root for, man? Fighting Nazis is like the ultimate. Like, everybody just goes, "Yeah, get them, get the Nazis. It belongs in a museum." Great quotable movie. Just so good. John Williams' music, maybe the best in the third one. I don't know. Like, the first one and third one, for me, music-wise, they rival each other.
Yeah, they do.
I love the Indiana Jones movies so much, especially the first one and the third one. I think they're among the greatest action movies of all time, obviously, because otherwise we wouldn't be talking about them. Oh, yeah. So that is all we have as far as that goes. So that's all we have this week as far as Guest Topic of the Week goes.
That
is going to be a wrap on the show.
Peace, we out.
Yes. Well, not yet, Preston.
Oh.
Gonna plug the website.
Okay.
So last week, I gave you guys the wrong website. My bad. I was being pressured, man.
Shame on you.
I'm sorry. So the correct website and the place that you can find us is listenordon't.podomatic.com or facebook.com/listentousordon't. So be sure to check us out. Give us a like, subscribe, give us your feedback. What can we do better?
Like it.
Yes, give us a like, share us. Yes.
We like you, you like us.
Yes, there you go. It's a scratch, right? My back, scratch yours kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I hug you, you hug me.
I like the way you think, Preston.
Thank you.
So thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we hope to see you next week.
Yeah, peace, we out.
Right. Take care.